Dropout Podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to Erotic Book Club, the book club where we read erotic books. I am your host, Jess Ross. The other host is here, too. It's
Reika!
Hello! Reika's here. Thank you so much for joining us, whether you are listening on wherever you get your podcasts, whether you're checking it out a week later on CH2, or whether you have our favorite way of listening to us, that you are a Dropout subscriber. With Dropout, you can check out not only this podcast, but all of our podcasts, Adventure Academy, Tales from the Closet. You can also check out all of our shows, including a new show that's going to be coming out.
Uh-oh.
An announcement in Deadline for all you Deadline heads.
And all you Food and Wine heads.
Woo! It's Reika's show, Gods of Food.
Yeah, check it out. It's coming out on August 8th. It's going to be really exciting. It's a chef's table parody. So if you like food, just watch it.
Yeah. Just watch it already.
Watch it. Why
Jesus.
Do I have to keep talking about it? I'm so sick of talking about this on this podcast.
But if you want to talk to us, you can also, with your Dropout subscription, you get a allowance to be
a membership.
I'm doing real good at this today. For our Discord. Our Discord is where you can message us and really be a part of our erotic book club. I have some messages from our Discord. Chubby Pixie said, I finally downloaded Discord just so I could be on the Erotic Book Club chat. Yay!
Yay!
You're here! Ganon the Gay Frog says, it feels weird to have had a cast member respond to me. Really getting my money's worth with Dropout. Well, guess what? Your investment just doubled because now you've been talked about on a podcast.
Boom.
Peachy Keen, just got my friend into this show, and it's been so fun reliving past episodes as she texts me about it. She really loves Jess's chaotic mom energy.
Yay, we did too.
Also, welcome back, Reika. Waves arms back and forth.
Yay!
Which Reika's done about 10 times so far, if you're listening. Yeah, just listening, not watching. And then Seventh Bard, I basically joined the Discord just to say that if this book club never covers a Chuck Tingle title, I absolutely will die. Well, we have brought you back to life, baby, because that is what we are doing today.
Boo!
Woo! There's also a very funny Leland and Marcus D20 fanfic erotica happening.
Oh, that was hot as hell. If all y'all want to write a Maggie John Feathers one, I'm not mad about
Ooh.
It. Let Maggie fuck an eagle.
So do that. But today we are here to get to... What was it? Seventh Bard's request. We read a Chuck Tingle book. I'm gay for my living billionaire jet plane. And of course, as always, we need some experts to be able to dive into the subtle nuances of a piece like this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So with us, we have an expert from a plane family.
Yes.
Jordan.
Yes.
Hello.
Jordan, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Now, your family is planes? They fly planes? How does this work?
So some of my family is planes, and some of my family, most of my family actually works for different plane things.
Wow. Ooh. So you have a diverse array of plane experience.
Yes. All different types of jobs, all airlines, types of planes.
Wow. Interesting. Did you find this book as you were reading it? It was kind of like the pages of your journal?
It was. Absolutely. I said, wow, other people know about the plane's asshole.
Yeah.
Under the...
Usually that's just a family secret.
That's just a family secret. Yeah.
Family pushes family yeah. secret.
Bush's barbecue big asshole.
Yeah. The pilot invites you up and they give you the little wings.
Yeah.
And you see the plane's asshole.
Yeah, that's so incredible.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
We also have another expert with us today, Alexis. Now, Alexis, you are a plane passenger expert.
Yes,
you've been
yes.
on a plane recently?
I have. Yeah, I flew here today.
Wow, incredible.
Yeah.
And what was it like? Like, tell us, like, reading this book and also knowing what it's like to be a plane passenger.
Yeah, just like having that kind of perspective on like what it means to fly through the air and reading it and knowing that other people have had that too.
Yeah.
I felt pretty seen.
Cool.
Yeah.
And do you also kind of, when you're a passenger on a plane, do you think about that dichotomy of like, I might be going to work, you know, I'm going for a job to somewhere, but this plane is also at work.
Yeah, which is like a really haunty thought if you think
about it. Working together with your your hubby. Yeah.
Help me help you, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The few times I've flown on a plane for work, I just feel like the most grown-up girl in the world.
I'm like such a bad bitch. I'm like, oh, sorry, they need me elsewhere.
I didn't pay for this ticket. Well, I did, but I'm being reimbursed
at some
in
point.
At least 6 months. Yeah. So
yeah, I'm in the middle seat in economy.
Step aside.
Step aside. I need to use the bathroom.
All right, so if you have not had the pleasure of reading I'm Gay for My Living Billionaire Jet Plane, we will let you know the characters we'll be talking about. There's just two, really.
Yeah.
I guess three if you count the plane's gardener. But there is...
I forgot.
He's there.
Yeah, he's
he
there.
Is there. There's a tense scene.
A human gardener.
gardener.
If it were a plane.
I know.
Slowly planting.
Or like a helicopter, which is like a lesser plane, maybe.
Yeah, that's cute.
We have Keith, the passenger airplane. He can carry 400 people.
Yeah.
And then we have Alex, the man.
The man passenger, who is on his way from New York to LA, which we all know what that journey's like.
We know exactly what it's like.
He said a red eye, though, and I can't find many red eyes from New York to LA. It's usually LA to New York.
Yeah. Red eye, it's not a red eye because you go back in time-wise or whatever. Sure. So it's like there's a 9 p.m. Wow, this is so boring.
I know, I really want to know.
There is like a 9 p.m. flight in New York that gets in at like, so what? It'll like 11 p.m. here.
Yeah.
Basically, because I've taken that, because when we ran into each other, we ran into each other at the airport once. I was coming from New York. You were coming from Philly.
Yeah. So I was on a red eye and I didn't even know it.
Yeah.
Because that was like an 8:50 red eye.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that was the flight I saw Pauly Shore and Saul on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And they talked. Well, I don't have to get into it.
It was weird. I mean, Pauly Shore came up to Saul.
And Saul didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
It was really sad.
Wait, came up to who?
To Jigsaw.
To Jigsaw?
Oh.
Yeah, and I don't know his real name, so.
Was he where? Wait, no. He wasn't wearing the Jigsaw costume.
He was a regular man.
He was the old man. From
that's insane. And he just knew what the old man looked like.
Saul was sitting right next to me and Pauly Shore was across the way, and I could see Pauly Shore eyeing up Jigsaw, and Kate went to the bathroom, and then he walked over and he was like, "Hey man, huge fan." And you could tell Pauly Shore really wanted Jigsaw to know who he was, and he kept dropping hints like, "Yeah, I was in like Biodome, my mom owns the whatever store," and he was like, "Okay, yeah." And I was like, "Oh God." Yeah,
this is exactly the kind of foreplay that can go wrong or go well right before a flight like this.
Exactly.
Yes, the foreplay at the gate. We all are well aware.
Oh, yeah. The will they, won't they.
The will they, won't they. The gate. When you see it, the plane taxiing up.
For me? Yeah. Will it need to be de-iced or is it ready?
So we have Alex on this plane on a red eye from New York to L.A., and there aren't many people on the flight. Mm-hmm. And he mentions, like, if there were more people, it wouldn't be as big of a deal that there's a lot of turbulence on this flight. Mm-hmm. But there aren't very many people. So he has this thought to himself about, like, what if I die? And he goes, "Right now, I don't think many people would miss a plane filled with just me."
Oh, he does. He says he doesn't believe in God, but if more people are on the plane, it would be a crueler God if it goes down.
It's true.
Oh.
He's having like some dark thoughts.
There are some dark, deep thoughts. Yeah. Like the idea of, no, if I was on a flight that was mostly empty, people caring less that that flight went down because only like one person died or whatever.
I think that would be huge news if a plane with one person on it and a full crew.
But do you think it's the novelty of, why would this plane only have one person?
Yes, that's definitely when I really knew that this was erotic fiction was that you're on a plane with almost no people on.
Yeah. Okay. And that it would upset you. I'd be like, I'm sleeping across this whole thing. Yeah. I love when nobody's on the plane. Every plane I'm on, they're like, we got to take your bags. There's too many people.
We're just throwing them into this for no reason.
My
friend was on a flight from Burlington International Airport, or isn't it? Whatever. Burlington,
we have to
local airport. And he said he got a text in the morning the day of his flight that was like, we've canceled the flight. Not enough people are on it or whatever.
That's what I would have assumed.
That's crazy. You
can't.
That is so crazy.
You gotta fly it. It's like movies and planes. Like, it goes anyway.
You can't. It's too expensive.
But that is so inconvenient, allegedly, for the Burlington Airport to do. Anyway.
So there's a bunch of turbulence, and he's, like, really freaking out. Yeah. He's not having a good time on this flight. Yeah. And then he hears this voice, this calming voice, hey, man, it's going to be all right.
And I'm imagining, like, smooth as butter.
Smooth jazz.
Really?
Yeah, like, kind of like a... Well, like, only when we said it right now. In the book, I kind of just, like, imagined another derpy man's voice. But I'm like, actually, that's kind of like a sexy way. Like a Barry White, like, hey, man.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh,
right. Like, that's kind of hot.
Did you guys cast Keith as anyone in mind? The voice of Keith?
The plane.
Maybe like an Idris Elba.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Idris gets cast a lot on Erotic Book Club. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the like British voice and he's like very baritone.
Yeah. I love that.
I'm in good hands. You
know? Yes.
Wow. I feel like I did this wrong because I pictured him as more of like a frat bro.
Whoa.
Which is not necessarily
like a sex Rogen.
No, the way he was talking. Adam Devine.
I agree because I'm only thinking now I'm like, I'm like recasting my mind for him to be sexier. Because I agree the dialogue is written like, hey man, what's up?
Oh, yeah. Hey man, hey bro.
Hey,
listen,
chill.
Buddy.
Yeah. It's written very much like a, your brother.
He is, as we find out later, too, a blackjack player.
Yeah.
And when I think of
a blackjack cheater.
His job is true. He's a card counter.
Yeah.
And he's made billions off of it.
Multiple billions.
That's how he's a billionaire.
Can that happen?
I don't think you
certainly
can make
not
billions.
From card counting. If you say your job is a card counter,
it's not
like,
a job.
Yeah, you're
it's
like
illegal, getting, isn't it?
Your job is getting kicked out of casinos.
Yeah. He goes to jail.
Can I say I do think it is crazy that that's illegal because that's kind of just like, to me.
It's gamesmanship.
It's gamesmanship. I think that that's like crazy. You've made a science into gambling.
Yeah.
So like you figured out gambling.
Yes.
I don't think. That should be I don't know. It just reminds me of like, Press Your Luck when like
the
that
casino's allowed
out.
To take advantage of you, but you can't take advantage of the casino.
Exactly. Being smart.
Yeah.
It also feels like if they were like, you're too good at painting.
Exactly.
You're gonna go to jail.
You're gonna
paint really well.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
It feels like if you were like too good at math and you figured you figured it out. It's like I get that you're taking money, but like if you're good at stocks.
Yeah. I guess it's like you're taking advantage of like other people who don't know how to do it.
But then
there's got to be a YouTube video.
100%.
And, like, we should just learn how to do... Everyone should just learn how to do it, or we should just, like, stop gambling.
It's like how I can't be mad at everyone else for knowing how to contour.
Yes.
Like, I wish that...
It should be... You should be arrested
if
you know
how. You shouldn't be able to do it, because I haven't learned how to do it.
You should be arrested.
And you have an advantage.
According to Alexis, you should be arrested if you know how to contour.
I would agree. Thank you.
So he is calming Alex down, reassuring him everything's going to be okay. Turbulence is totally normal. And then this part, I actually found this exchange with Keith and Alex very cute.
Yeah.
Of all the erotica we've read, it's like the most kind of meet cutie like. And they meet like kind of in a nice way where he's like helping him out and being reassuring and sweet. He turns on his little air vent for him. They have like a little chit chat. Have you been flying commercial for long?
I do find this chit chat. I laughed at it. It was because the book is like 30 pages maximum, and like it's a loose definition of a page. And for so much of the page space to be taken up by like, I'm the plane, you goof. Whoa, really? Don't worry, I get this all the time. You do? Yeah. Really? Yeah. Sure. I'm like, what?
Show me the dick. Where's the dick?
We're really not economizing words in this very short story.
Maybe just reminded me of most conversations I have.
No, I mean, it was
cool,
very real.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you?
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
I like it,
sorry,
too.
What'd you say? Like, that felt funny to me. How long have you flown commercial is also a funny question for Alex to ask the plane.
Yeah.
As if the plane used to be something else.
Yeah.
Air like Force
One. Private jet or something. Yeah. It became a commercial plane.
Yeah. Or like a server.
Yeah. The world were so confusing.
They were really switchy.
Yeah, they were really switchy. Like what the scale of this plane was and like how anthropomorphized it was.
Yes. And also it was just like he was like, oh, it's the plane, you goof. And he was like, oh, of course.
I was such an idiot.
I'm so stupid. Yeah. And it's like, wait, are all things just like things but with human dicks? I don't know. Like, what are the rules of this world?
In your plane experience, how does it normally work?
Yeah.
So in my plane experience, normally they're typically just classic commercial jets. That's what they were built for. They stay in their lane. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to do anything else.
They're not trying to fuck.
You know, I'm not allowed to talk.
How many planes have you seen like fully erect?
Oh my God. If your flight is not delayed, your plane is fully erect.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
No idea.
Whoa. Okay, and Alexis, on the passenger side, like how has this sort of pertained to your experience? Like,
Well, normally when I go inside a plane, I'm very aware of being both inside and outside of it, knowing that I am maybe in its maw, but also that its butthole is nearby.
Yeah, cool. In its maw.
So I feel like sort of like a Jonah and the whale situation.
Yeah, cool.
Where I've been like both swallowed up by the plane and also close to its pleasure center.
That's awesome. Yeah, I do think now that you said air vent, I'm like, oh, that's
yeah,
like
what
a
is
that?
Nipple.
A butthole?
Like
a nipple.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, like it's like a little piggy.
Yeah, it's a pig. All the way down, it's a pig. Oh my God. And then when you get to first class, the pig's teeth are a little farther apart.
So it would have 400 nipples if it's a 400 person one.
Yeah.
And that's not even including the pilot.
Those piglets are getting a lot of milk.
Yeah, that's a big pig.
And just one butt.
Wow.
But just one butt.
And it maybe doesn't poop out of that butt. Right?
Well, what is the cockpit? Do we think that's like
the I don't think it exists for humans.
The luggage would be its poop.
The luggage would be
yeah, at the end of every flight it's like
the plane's like
when it
get
takes
this out of me.
When it takes a while it's constipated.
Yeah.
It's like,
and then
oh,
when
sorry.
Your luggage goes to another place it's what does that mean? It means
diarrhea.
Maybe the cockpit is the prostate.
Oh, that's actually, I think that's true.
I think it is. So maybe a female plane would not have that cockpit.
A cockpit?
Maybe all planes are male.
All planes are male. Well, yeah, because all planes are male.
And all
boats
cats are female.
Women.
And all cats
are girls.
Too. Yeah.
Okay.
Incredible.
This is making more sense.
Actually, I get it. Yeah. Oh, I'm so stupid. Yeah. How did I not see that? It's so obvious now.
It's like a little piggy and it's a boy.
The idea of it being a piggy is very cute.
I actually really like it.
Yeah.
Like it better than it being a plane?
A
I'd rather have
plane.
Sex with a plane than a piggy.
But excuse me, you don't think Pumbaa would be a terrific lover?
I don't know. I haven't seen
really
the
generous.
New Lion King yet.
Allegedly.
No. Allegedly. I haven't seen allegedly the lion supposed king.
I have seen it and I won't comment on how generous Seth Rogen has the Pumbaa is.
So the flight lands and Keith was reassuring it would be a safe landing and it was. And then he's like, hey, you know, I'm going to be in LA. We should like hang out. Maybe I'll show you card counting.
Which is such a psychotic like extra thing. For, not even like I'll take
job.
You on a ride like something very obviously romantic. It feels like built in to the idea of being a plane. Like I could take you over the Grand Canyon,
show you any
I can show you the world,
kind
literally
of like an Aladdin.
I thought that's
alleged
what it
Aladdin.
It's like I can show you how to count cards. Some salty fucking crow.
I did like it though because it's kind of a practical skill.
Yeah,
I mean if
sure,
this got him to be a billionaire, I would love like if this hot dude was like, oh, I'm gonna teach you how to do this thing where you'll get rich too.
Teach
I'd be like, awesome.
Teach a man to totally. Yes, so he teaches him how to okay, so
he gives him the address,
he gives him his address, and then Keith shows up and it's a Beverly Hills like mansion.
Yes, he's like going up the hills and he's like, ooh, it's getting nicer and nicer.
Yeah,
and he was like, am I really led to believe a plane can afford a Beverly Hills?
Yes, yeah, weird elitism.
The elitism and the logic is like, okay, so you can conceptualize a plane owning and fitting into a house. It's just that, like, affording it.
Yeah.
Is the, like.
Yeah.
But he's a billionaire.
Yes.
Well, he already told you.
Yeah, he didn't tell him. That. Yes.
Yeah. He has class. He didn't tell him.
So then he goes up and he sees a gardener gardening.
Third character,
the gardener. And he's like, I'm sorry, is Keith here? And the gardener's like, He's by the pool in the back.
Who was that played
by? Also,
that's,
It was like a Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, it's Forrest Whitaker. Quietly go, He's in the back. He's an under five.
Yeah.
He has no words. And then the idea, even that, again, that idea of like, he's in the back. I was like, is he stationed in the back? Is there like a
runway?
A runway in the back.
Or does he just hop up?
Yeah, exactly.
I instantly saw it as written. I saw like this infinity pool, like right on the edge of a cliff, and him just like lounging next to it.
So insane.
I could not picture it though.
Yes.
Like, this is going to sound crazy, but I imagined him like more like cartoony.
Yeah.
Almost
like a JJ
like,
the jet plane.
Yeah. Or like, do you remember the Microsoft paperclip
100%.
That had the big eyes?
Clippy. Big eyes. Clippy.
Yeah. I imagine the plane
fuckable
looking like allegedly. Kind of like that paperclip, if that makes sense at all to
anyone. No, it's like a mix of cartoon and the real object, kind of.
I think that's what I had in mind,
like
too.
But I can see him, like, just...
Lounging with abs, as we come to find. So he looks across the backyard, sees him,
and he goes,
just,
whoa, he's shirtless. That was funny to me.
Honestly, I really loved that.
I was like, you understood him to be wearing a shirt
before.
When you saw him before, was it like... Like if you were wearing like
it's
a skin
this shirt that
suit.
Says like Alaska.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's his shirt.
That's so funny.
But they take that off.
Yeah,
take
my Alaska Airlines shirt.
Hang it up
with the like Inuit person logo.
Wow. So is he like Winnie the Pooh then? No.
No bottoms.
No bottoms.
No bottoms.
Oh yeah, maybe not.
Always
dipping. Or maybe
in
it
the
was
honey.
Like a long shift, like a long
a shift, dress.
Yeah.
Shift dress.
Yeah.
Oh my god! If he's wearing an Alaska Airlines muumuu, that is so cute.
It's very cute.
Yeah.
Wait, I just have to comment on the tragedy that this plane owns a house but cannot fit inside of it.
That part was very sad. He's like, "I'll give you the tour," but I couldn't.
This is it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I hang out by the pool. I'm like, why did you?
Does the gardener live in the house?
Like, I don't know.
The house is for all his passengers, much like the inside, his beautiful luxury interior, right?
An allegory of some kind.
All that like delicious food, like the stuffed
delicious.
Shells or whatever. I'm thinking the first class food.
Oh no. Yes.
The like
stuffed shells.
No.
Delicious.
Oh, chicken spinach. I don't know. Whatever. The hot plate of food and the vanilla ice cream sundae they give you. That's all for the people inside. But what does he get to enjoy?
Yeah. Just company. And,
just company.
And high caliber gambling.
Yeah. And gas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gas. Air gas. Airplane gas.
I wonder if he gets cold at night sleeping outside.
Oh, yeah.
Does he wear pajamas?
Oh, Alaska Airlines snuggie. A little snuggie. That's very... Or he gets the, like, eye mask with the, like...
Yes.
Oh, and the little lashes on them that are closed.
Yeah, he takes it out of his stomach.
Oh, yeah. And stitches them all together.
Yeah. Wears little slippers.
Yeah.
That's extremely cute. Okay, I like that.
Keith is very cute. Yes. I did find myself... I don't know if anyone else... Well, no one else was really taking notes like this, but... Anytime I would write the plane did this, I'd go back and erase it and write Keith.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to be like offensive to this plane.
Yeah.
Sorry, I think you mean gay plane though.
Yeah,
gay plane.
They do announce the sexuality of everybody at like every instance. It's like this hot gay plane and his hot gay abs.
Yeah, especially when it gets into the sex part.
Yeah.
My gay little ass.
Which reminded me of the bathhouse one where he always has to preface his butt as being like my tight little teenage asshole.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh no.
which if a teen wrote it was okay by me, but if like an older man wrote it, I was like, ew.
Yeah.
So if a plane wrote this, I'm okay with it. But like if a plane didn't write this, it feels problematic.
Yeah, for sure. So they're hanging out back. They are definitely kind of feeling each other.
Yes.
And then they finally kind of make a move. They're like, oh, it looks like you could use some sunscreen. And
which is...
the plane needs sunscreen.
This was probably my favorite part, that the plane needs sunscreen.
And I liked... Because he like takes out his bottle and he's spreading it. And he goes, I realized it's still probably not enough to cover the entire plant. Which I was like,
correct.
You think, Alex? Yeah. You think like a little bottle of Coppertone is not enough to cover a whole plant?
Yeah. Sunscreen goes fast just for me.
Yes.
I feel like I really go through, especially the spray stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
And you're not a plane, right?
And I am not a plane.
Just for people who can't see.
Yeah, if you're if you're listening,
if you're not a Dropout subscriber, you might not be able to tell.
You might not know Jess is not a plane. I do go vroom vroom all the time.
Like planes do.
They are always rubbing their engines in the sky.
And then as he is kind of lotioning him up, he realizes that the plane gets a boner.
Yeah.
And the plane is like lower, lower, and he keeps telling him to rub lower down to the boner.
Now, here's this perspective question I have for everyone. How, tell me the scale of this boner you're imagining.
Okay, yeah, I think that was the most pressing question of this whole thing. Because it was like, at first he's like, wow, this plane's dick is massive. So I'm like, okay, it's like the size of like an orca whale's dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because it's like.
It would be even bigger than that. A plane is bigger than a whale, no?
I think a whale is bigger than a plane.
No, but like I felt like similar. But then like, you couldn't get fucked. I could not get fucked in the ass by a whale's dick. I couldn't. I would die.
We read a book called Wet for Nessie that had similar scale issues where I was like, these people are going to be teared in half by this thing.
Yeah.
So I also pictured it almost like, okay, if the wings are arms.
Right. That's how I felt too.
So like,
and they're mentioned as much. He gets like cradled at one point.
And my dick is about as long as my arm.
Yeah. Same. Same.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, it is like, if a dick is like this big compared to my arm or something, who knows?
That's right? Generous.
Good. Is this the scale that you're supposed to?
I'm talking to Rika.
Rika is showing like, this is like a 7-inch that we're working with here. Okay. Damn.
I'm talking like an erect.
Rika's showing her wingspan.
Yeah.
Your wingspan is your height. So, okay. So proportionally.
Yep.
This thing is still too big for like a human orifice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I imagined almost like. Like either somewhere between this big or like even bigger, just like a whale dick
or like a barrel,
or like, the propeller barrel thing.
I thought maybe he'd have to like
but you couldn't fit that inside you. So then it means it has to be a big dick for a human man,
but
which
then it
would look
so tiny on him. It would just be like boop.
But think about how small the butthole was.
That's true.
That's different, though.
It is different.
And if if it does have these little pig nipples inside that are like this big, which is like, that's large for
this
a nipple.
This is a fan theory.
This is a fan theory. but
this isn't canon. Pig nipples.
In porn, there are people who have like pretty large nipples.
Oh yeah,
sure.
And like
also in real life.
In real life too. Like, well, those people not real. Are real. It is still sort of within the realm of like possibility. Yes. So it's just like kind of all over the place. So I'm like, I think I'm led to believe this is a large human sized dick by the end
so
of this
too.
Like erection sort of scene.
Yeah. What he has to do with it would make me believe that.
That
it
is.
Or what he says he does.
747 with like an 8-inch dick.
Yeah. And also human male testicles.
Yeah.
Yes.
But maybe
master big
because of what comes out, you know?
Say again.
I think maybe the balls are what's really big.
Yeah.
To hold everything.
So it's really tiny.
But maybe they're inside.
Giant, like Mickey Mouse ears.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, the balls are inside.
Maybe. For a dick that we now understand to be like normal size for a human, to produce all that spunk would be like maybe big inner balls.
All that spunk.
We can't sing the rest.
Can't sing anymore. Okay.
Sorry.
Can't sing anymore the actual
but you're
lyrics
right,
to that
the,
song.
So what is the equivalent of, I'm trying to also like, because in my mind I was also trying to translate it into plain lingo, but they were just fully inserting human genitalia onto a plane because I was like, oh, the oil is in an engine.
Right, maybe he would get oil on him.
Okay, but when the plane comes on him.
Right.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it was all over my face.
All over.
But if a plane came on you,
it
with
would be
oil,
all
would,
over your
you'd be
body.
It would be like that Ghostbuster scene where all that slime gets on.
Yeah, that's why whoever like, gets on, I can't remember. Face. That is like a again, that's like we're switching between human and plane.
Yeah. And also, the plane stood up before it came.
And blocked the sun. Yeah. I did love that imagery. So how ominous.
Presumably, the whole neighborhood's like, oh, there he goes. Yeah. Like, you can see a plane.
They're standing up and again.
Like the Borgata, like, fountain show.
And then the gardener has to take a little break because he's like, I can't see anything right now.
I can't see what I'm clipping.
Yeah.
That gardener must need, like, a hazmat suit.
Yeah, really. Completely.
So Keith is the balls and cock are revealed, and he starts jerking him off. He gives what he describes as the best hand job of his life.
Boast.
Which match. Is also funny because, like, and maybe this is me. I'm like, can I really decide if it's the best hand job?
Yeah.
I'm not the one receiving it.
Yeah. Hand jobs are also just fine, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're just fine for everyone.
It seemed also a little like it would be a little dry or like a little something because it's just like no lube, just like kind of like.
Well, and also he's been out in the sun all day.
Yeah, oh. I was imagining
touch that metal
that he, you know, he still has sunscreen on his hands.
Yeah,
so he's jerking the plane off
with sunscreen. Nice.
With sunscreen, he's going to get a urinary tract infection.
Oh,
the plane,
sure.
He can't fly.
The plane has to drink all the cranberry juice cans inside
and pee
of
right
it.
After.
Yeah,
and put it in the reactor.
So Alex is going to town on it. Then he starts to. Suck him off.
Yeah. Which also impossible for me to imagine because I was still like flipping between like engine size, like propeller size, like dick. And I was like, your mouth, wow, this is incredible.
And he's sucking sunscreen off his dick. The sunscreen was the kind of the hardest part for me.
For me, it was the heat of hot metal, like in the sun.
Imagine putting a seatbelt.
Oh yeah, it would be metally.
Fit in your mouth.
Rika, that was very vivid.
The sun into your mouth.
I don't like that.
Yeah. I don't like your guys' thoughts about it being a propeller because you might get chopped up.
Yeah.
Rika likes
that's
that.
The risk when fucking a plane, baby.
So he's gagging, grasping for air. Then he gives it to him in his little gay asshole.
And then he also
his words.
He says, "Now I want to fuck you, right?" Mm-hmm. And he wants to fuck Alex. And eventually, he puts it in his asshole. And then he says, "But I want you to finish in my cockpit."
Yeah. Well, no, he says finish in me. And he's like, how does that even work? There's also a funny moment where he slaps his butt with his wing. Yeah. And I did think that was funny.
That was cute. That would hurt. If a plane
across the infinity pool.
Like a golf ball. Back against the window like a bird.
And slide down. The gardener's like,
wow, I shouldn't have used all that window because I couldn't even see that was closed.
He says, come inside me. And he's like, where? And he opens up the door. I loved this part.
Yeah.
And then
he's
like, where do you want it? On the seat, on the, you know,
because,
where?
And Keith loved that.
Yeah. He loved it.
Yeah. He loved a little creativity on the part of his partner. Yes. Maybe like everyone else he's been with is like, here I go.
Yeah.
He's
they like, just what suck do you off want? The nipples.
They just,
like anyone would.
They go up and down the aisles sucking off the little nipples.
Like a dentist. It would be like a dentist.
Suck off 400 of my nipples.
Blowing so much, making your mouth so dry.
Putting the tray tables up and down.
Yeah.
He's like, I actually don't like that. You just see it in porn.
Opening all the sodas.
Yeah, you just see that in porn. That's unrealistic.
Someone's like, you like that?
No one reads my magazine, ever.
Yeah, read my magazine.
Or poop in my bathroom.
Poop in my bathroom.
He decides he wants to come in the place of honor, the cockpit chair. And when he goes into the cockpit, that's where he finds the butthole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was confused. It was the captain's chair, but then the butt, like, where's the butthole on the thingy?
This is a good, actually, it's a question for both of you. Have you visited a cockpit, and have you visited a cockpit?
I have.
I have as well.
Did you see a butthole or like a is it near like the barometric pressure thing or like the whatever, air pressure thing?
It's weird because all of it kind of looks like a butthole. You know what I mean? Every knob and thing is like generally butthole sized, butthole shaped.
Yeah.
So it's confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe it's like only if you actually know. Like every.
It's like the room like of
Indiana and Harry.
Yeah. I think the butthole only appears when you're looking for it and know that you want it.
Yeah. So anytime Dick and Harry that goes in there is like actually just changing the like speed of the plane or the direction. But only the person who deserves it is like.
Oh, is that a butthole?
Whoa.
Yeah. And also when the plane wants to reveal it, I feel like.
Yes. They open their cloaca and then reveal the
like
butthole.
It blossoms open. Aww. And inside is the butthole.
That's cute.
That's another way it's kind of human, is like, if I don't want you to see my butthole,
yeah, you won't.
Yeah, yeah. Like
I've
me,
never
I,
seen any of yours
with yeah. little pants.
Yeah,
with little pants. A little underwear.
He comes in the incredibly tight butthole of yeah. Keith. And then, yeah, then he, I guess, gets out. And then we have the looming over him, towering over me like a giant silver dildo blocking the sun.
It's so interesting to describe your whole partner as a dildo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, if my dildo blocked the sun,
I feel pretty good about
I'd be
myself.
Scared.
Yeah. I feel powerful.
You can't look. You think you can look because it's being blocked. But
it's like an eclipse?
Yes.
But you have to wear the special glasses.
You wear the glasses.
And then he jerks him off with his wing as well.
Oh yeah. If a wing was touching my vagina, again, hot wing.
Yeah. And he's very dexterous though, because he can hold cards. So yes. Maybe he's
wow.
I didn't even think about that.
You know that little that. Like flap that comes up when it's flying?
Maybe he's using
that's the what fingers? He puts the card in.
The fingers. Sorry.
Oh,
those are the fingers.
Yeah. So that's what he has wrapped around him, and it's like this.
Oh, it's so hurtful.
I know. It's too many like edges or like metal edges, yeah.
Yeah.
The book really makes you think.
It really does. It is sort of like a physics problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like this part, too. It was like, now that all the sexual tension is out of the way, so they're all done, then they notice that they still have this real chemistry together.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cute.
Yes.
And he's like, you want to learn blackjack? I'll teach you. For real. This could be your whole profession. And he's like, yeah, I'll quit my job. And they're like, let's go to Vegas.
Which is crazy. That happened so fast that it's like I didn't even see that was the end of the book, because it was like, wait a minute, you just met him and you're like, I'll quit my job. You're here for work.
Yeah, I thought there was going to be a chapter with them in Vegas. I was like, ooh, this is about to get wild. Yeah. So it left me wanting more.
I could have used another sexual encounter, to be honest.
Yeah,
yes.
Because I was just sort of learning about the rules of the world.
Yeah,
like,
it was so you were so wrapped up in trying to figure out that math.
Yeah, I would have wanted to see like how the plane would like suck him off.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's the plane's mouth?
Yeah, does the plane have a mouth? How's he talking?
Yeah.
Where is the mouth?
The front.
Well, his nose is like the pointy part at the top.
The nose, we all can agree. The nose is the pointy point.
Yeah.
The pointy point in the front.
And then his eyes are the windows.
The eyes are the windows.
He's almost like a shark.
But his asshole secretly is where his brain would be.
Wow.
Because his asshole's in the cockpit.
Wow. Yeah. And his dick is on the outside of his skin.
Yeah.
And his... nipples are inside his throat.
And he eats through the back. And he poops through the luggage.
Oh my God.
And he loves through.
And he's a billionaire, but he loves his job and he continues to do it. But he has to fly only where they tell him.
Only where they go. To
Oh my God. So that is the end of the book. As we said, this was a short one.
Yes.
And it clearly left us wanting more. So we decided to have another round of fan fiction, or not fanfic, but our own fanfic.
Our own erotica with an object.
Yes, that we've written about an object of our choosing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Would anyone like to start us off?
I don't mind starting.
Oh, wow. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. So I won't even tell you which object I chose, but this is my erotica.
We'll see if you get it.
We'll see if you get it, if you guess. The orchestra was playing as the ship went down. I couldn't believe it. The unsinkable ship, the luxury liner, the big boat was going down.
The big boat.
We had hit an iceberg that no one saw coming. At least, I thought no one saw coming. I rushed into the captain's quarters demanding answers, but he and his shipmates had fled. The wheel turned back and forth as the boat fought every offer to capsize. I almost thought I heard someone say, "Don't kill my vibe." "What? Who's there?" I shouted. And seemingly from nowhere and everywhere, I heard, "It's me, the Titanic, you slut." "Slut? Excuse me," I screamed. "I was a dignified woman. How dare you say that about me? Why don't you stop focusing on insulting me and start focusing on not splitting yourself in half?" "Splitting myself in half is exactly what I'm trying to do," the Titanic replied. "I'm fucking this iceberg." It all came into focus. I couldn't believe how stupid I had been. Here I was, one of the only educated women in my family, and I thought the Titanic
plot
an iceberg. But really, it was getting hit by that iceberg. It made perfect sense. I was a fool to think otherwise. "While you're sinking everybody aboard this ship," I blurted. "I'm sinking them unless they want to join the Titanic coup. This can be a group thing, you know." What? Was the Titanic asking me to have sex? I tried to exit the idea from my mind and yet let it linger.
Oh.
"So," the Titanic said, "are you in or are you out to sea?" I thought about it. I hadn't had sex since my husband slowly passed away from jaundice.
Slowly?
From jaundice?
Even the thought of it was making me wet. Or is that the ocean lapping against my clit?
Woo!
The water is high already.
It's like up to here.
How's she standing?
Okay, I said, "I'm in." And just like that, the Titanic lurched forward, sending me through the captain's door and onto the deck. I clung for dear life as my body slid against the hard wood of the ship, sliding, sliding down the canted, broken angles of its body toward its front and off the railing. I clung for dear life, legs dangling above the iceberg, and that's when I saw it. The unsinkable ship had an unthinkable dick.
Yes!
Yes! A massive throbbing cock was plowing into the iceberg ahead. The iceberg moaning in pleasure. What I thought was ocean water breaking through the lower deck was in fact iceberg cum. I slid right on top of the Titanic's dick, which was almost double the size of my body and harder than even the wrought iron bedpost of my
cabin.
I felt my clit and gorge getting wetter by the moment as I bobbed back and forth between the iceberg's tight asshole and the Titanic's wet taint. I unbuttoned my dress coat, undid my corset, and released my perfect breasts, bouncing perfectly. "Damn, Titanic," the iceberg said. "You didn't tell me she had brown nipples." Fucking finally. All our books have only had white women. "Let's enter her," the Titanic said.
Enter her.
Oh, no.
A knowing, mischievous smile forming across its pouty lips. I flipped around to face the Titanic, whose massive steel boobs were jiggling in my face. Nice. The iceberg grabbed me from behind by my nipples, so cold and so right, as the Titanic plowed into my bow, its dick so massive yet perfectly suited to my slick vagina. I sank into the waves of ecstasy in the waves of the Atlantic, wondering if I'd ever make it out alive, but at least knowing I'd die having felt alive for the first time.
Whoa!
Wow.
Oh, I'm gonna slip off my dang chair, right?
Oh my God.
That's beautiful.
I wrote this in a Lyft on the way to work today. And I was like, this guy next to me, it's a share, is
oh
gonna see what I'm writing.
Wow. That was incredible.
Maybe he was doing the same thing.
He was doing the same thing.
Wow. Is this in the same universe as the film?
Yeah, let's say yeah. So I dropped the necklace into the ocean and shit, and
already
then she becomes old.
That's you.
That's
You're
me.
Rose?
I'm Rose. I'm brown Rose.
Whoa.
Two colors.
Rose
gold. I'm Rose gold.
Oh my God.
Do you live? Do we know?
I think I live.
Wow.
I think the ship saves me.
That's
and
generous.
Only kills those who don't want to fuck.
Fair.
Wow.
A very tough but fair ship.
Yeah. Wow. That was incredible.
Thank
that was
you.
Beautiful.
Would anyone else like to go next?
Sure.
Yeah.
Mine's shorter and less majestic. Also, that took place in the 19-teens.
Mine, yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. A period piece.
Good for you being so educated in your family.
That's exactly why I said it. I was like, I'm the educated woman in my family. I'm a brown woman that was aboard the ship that wasn't made to work.
Hell yeah. And you had a house coat and a corset, which is
famously
very high
called
society.
The big boat.
Yeah. That's a feel-good story.
Okay. This has... I'm not going to tell you who the protagonist is here, but there are some clues.
Ooh.
Denver is a sleek, compact little lime scooter with room for 2 feet on his slip-proofed kick plate.
Up.
I had just stepped off that muscular marvel and was locking him up with my Android phone when he spoke to me. You know, I could really use a charge. I looked around for a moment. I looked around for a moment to see who could have spoken, and the scooter who was to become my lover chuckled throatily. I think someone from the company will be here soon to take care of that for you, I mumbled awkwardly, in disbelief that such a strapped lime was really looking my way. In response, I heard the chime of the app that told me the scooter had been unlocked again, but my card hadn't been charged. He flexed his bulging brake grips under my hands, and I felt the answering call deep in my belly as my cock twitched to life.
Yes.
Oh my God, what is this?
By the time I'd romantically carried him over the threshold of my West Hollywood one bedroom,
oh my God,
we were both sweating lightly and panting with need. I turned around at the sink to ask what exactly a stud like him drinks and saw that my lover was already shirtless, his shining chrome nipples standing out starkly along his rippling pecs.
Wow.
The pants I hadn't realized he'd been wearing fell away as well.
The live logo. Just one pant leg.
It was a muumuu as well.
Like a quarter inch.
And my eyes widened at Denver's throbbing hardness, the app chiming frantic warnings in the background. Doc. Doc needed. Please doc. I thought scooters like you didn't have to doc. I questioned him, my pulse racing. Baby, you've never met a scooter like me.
Oh!
And that's the end.
Whoa.
Oh. Now, just putting some context clues together, mm-hmm. I know, Alexis, that you are the partner of College Humor cast member Teo.
Correct, yeah.
And
yeah.
Teo lives in West Hollywood in a one bedroom.
Oh, man.
And rides a scooter back to forth to work every day, yeah, right?
Kind of almost every day, and has an Android phone.
Cheating on Teo with the scooter he rides to work with?
Teo's cheating on me with that scooter,
that's
I think.
That's true.
Wow. Teo, you dirty dog.
You dirty dog. Fuck.
You fucking piece of shit.
You suck.
That was incredible.
Thank you so much. All the app language about like charging.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's so interesting.
Yeah. From the past to the future, how technology has kind of changed.
Wow, yeah. I should have said, but in that story, I was also the first educated person in my family.
Wow. In all these stories. Well, you're not in the story.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, Teo's the first.
Teo's like, and my girlfriend is the first educated person.
Oh, I can't believe me, the boyfriend of a woman who is the first educated woman in her family. Incredible.
Oh, thank you so much.
That was wonderful.
I wish I had put a little more sex in it, but I was nervous. I didn't want it to get too long.
It's okay. If you could put sex in it,
yeah.
What would you do?
Definitely, I think the scooter would mount the protagonist.
Yes.
And I think there would be like the high speed warning, how it's like you're not supposed to go over like 15 miles per hour. I think it would be a lot of like, also I was going to try to work in some stuff because you're not allowed to have a Lime in West Hollywood. You're not allowed to park it there. So that could have been
bad, something.
Wow.
Yeah. They also would have to dock, right?
Yeah.
Well, they don't have to dock. These scooters don't have to, but this one wants to.
This one wants to dock in us.
And it wants to
fuck. In the reader.
Wow.
In the reader.
Dear reader, I must dock in you.
I must dock.
Yeah. Well, while we're talking hypothetical, since I don't want to end on my lame non-existent one, I had one. It got deleted in my Microsoft thing this morning, but I will share some of the details of it. It was a sensual story of me with my French press, who had a very sexy French accent. I even took the time to make all the S's and Z's. Yeah,
oh
it was incredible.
Jez.
Jessica! Yeah, and there's so many S's in my name. Jessica Rose.
Rose.
And I basically, poured hot liquid in it and pumped its handle up and down.
Yes.
So that was mine. Sadly, it will never see the light. It was lost to time.
Wow.
Now let me ask you, Arabica or what's the other one? There's two types of Arabica.
Sativa
or Arabica?
Dunkin' Donuts. Whatever the cheapest one at Target was.
Poor hot Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin'. But Jez Rose runs on this French press. Incredible.
Yes. Wow. So sorry for that.
Sorry
I didn't have my assignment.
As a little fan challenge, maybe we ask people with that prompt, a French press and you write your own little erotica in the Discord.
Or anything that makes, any object that makes you hot and horny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Jordan?
I'm ready. Mine is much less, I guess I'll say flowery.
Great.
That's Ooh. Okay. Stark is great.
Yes. Let's do it. Get great. To it.
5 p.m. 1 hour until closing. No one is around. Score. That was the only kind of scoring I thought I'd be doing that night, but boy, was I wrong. I took off my sarong, exposing my floral tankini.
Ooh, naughty!
As I dipped myself into the pool slowly, I could feel the water hit my perfect crotch. Cold, I accidentally exclaimed. I'm sorry, pools get cold at night sometimes. I looked around in disbelief. Who said that? There was no lifeguard on duty. It's me, the community pool.
Ooh!
I started,
dirty bitch.
You dirty bitch.
I started to rush to get out of the pool. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to slip inside you like that. I thought I was alone, I explained. We're alone, said the pool, as she shot a jet up my asshole.
Yes! Oh my God.
As incredible as it felt, I was nervous someone would see me making sensual love to the contained man-made body of water. What if the community sees, I ask. Tonight, you're the only community I need.
Ooh.
Or should I say, community. She jammed her thick pool fingers inside my heavenly hole.
No!
Like a noodle?
Whatever you want it to be.
Like the fun noodle that you said.
Yeah.
Great. She jammed her thick pool fingers inside my heavenly hole. She repeated this motion until I squirted everywhere. But you couldn't tell because I was in a pool. I'm going to get a UTI, I said, embarrassed. Don't try cranberry pills or anything like that. It doesn't work. Just go to the doctor. And that's when I knew this was more than just lust. I was in love with the Oakville Hills community pool.
Oh, my God. I love how practical she is.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when,
bitch, that I knew. Cranberry shit doesn't work. Yeah.
It doesn't.
You gotta go straight to the doctor after you're done with me.
Yeah. I didn't know there were cranberry pills.
They just help the sensation. They don't actually solve anything.
And they don't even help the sensation.
Oh. Yeah.
It's just if you want to pay $12
to feel like you're doing something.
And I guess cranberry juice is a diuretic, makes you pee more.
Yeah. Yes.
So peeing, in theory, could help
flushes.
You pee it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a wise
get those
pool.
Antibiotics.
You got to go to the doctor.
What a nasty pool.
Oh.
A community pool.
I like that it's a community pool. That's really fun. Oh, boy.
I like they were worried that the community would see.
The whole community could see.
It's open access.
And do you imagine the fingers to be like a water hand, like in like a Capri Sun
like a
commercial?
Waist?
Yes. Yeah.
Or, okay,
ooh,
cool.
I like that.
Yeah, like one of the, I feel like one of the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Probably has a hand made of water or something. Yeah. And that's what I was picturing.
Who did you cast in the role of Pool?
You just mentally.
I didn't really think about it. But I guess in a perfect world, it's like, I don't know, Priyanka Chopra.
Yes, and
hot,
she's a woman of color.
Beautiful
the
woman.
The first woman of color is a pool. She's in a tiger.
And so practical.
I imagined her very like, not like... Not mature as in like older, but mature as in like very like she knew what she was doing.
She knows what she's doing. She only takes the roles she wants and she says no to the other ones that don't apply to her.
Yes, exactly. Wow. She's married to a Jonas brother. Pool was married to a Jonas brother.
Yes. Oh, I love this.
Who was the Titanic and the iceberg played by?
Wow. Okay. The Titanic? Oh my God. Who could like... I don't know. I'm really bad at casting stuff. Who did you guys picture?
As the voice of the Titanic?
Yeah. Who's someone like hot that could like cajole you into group sex that you're like too prim for?
Also with like big metal boobs.
Big metal boobs.
Big metal boobs.
Maybe like
a Charlize Theron?
Ooh.
Oh. I was thinking Uma Thurman.
Okay.
Oh. Ooh.
I do think if Charlize Theron was like, if I was like very like, oh my God, the ship's going down. She was like, do you want to just like fuck? I'd be like, Yeah.
Charlize gets what Charlize wants.
She does get what she wants. So I like Charlize there. The iceberg can be, oh my God, who with this dirty little iceberg that's like, yes, woman of color. I mean, is it Priyanka Chopra again?
It could be.
She's very, very hot.
Yes. And she's very versatile.
She's beautiful.
Is. Yes.
And she's still water-based.
Yeah.
So
still water-based,
Or could it be Beyonce?
Do I dare?
Wow.
Wow, incredible.
Wow. Lily, who was the lime?
Oh, Alexis.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Alexis, I'm so sorry. You two look exactly the same.
Maybe the lime was like, who's like a taut,
ooh,
like a long muscled man?
A long muscle man?
Like a
Adrian Brody?
Or like a Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh.
Type.
Yes.
What's the other Benedict Cumberbatch?
Who's the Loki man?
Hiddleston. There, yeah.
Him. Hiddleston?
That's the other Benedict Cumberbatch.
By Loki. Wow. Okay.
Am I fucked up because I, when you're like casting these, that was something that never crossed my mind. I was just like, oh, you're fucking a scooter. You're fucking a
bug. Yeah. That's the business.
No, like, maybe I have no imagination or too much imagination.
No, it's good. It's all good. We just want to know if like they made a movie. You know?
Sure.
There's not a lot of working scooters out there who would play the scooter.
Sure.
Yeah.
Perhaps ScarJo.
Oh, she would love to.
She'd love to.
And she can play anything.
Her tree creature.
Car. All those tree roles she's taken over the years.
Allegedly. Supposedly. Yeah,
whatever. Hot rock, hot tree.
Hot rock, hot tree.
Yeah, she's been airdropping her resume into my phone.
Yeah,
all day.
She wants to play your phone in the movie. Yeah. Allegedly.
Well, it is that time to rate our book. Yes. I'm Gay for My Living Billionaire Jet Plane. Yes. We rate it from 1 to 5. Yes. 1 being a drought, 5 being slide out of your chair.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And anyone can begin.
I can start. I'll give it a 2. I think it was fun. I think the physics of it, like, took me out. It took me too long to, like, figure out how everything was working.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, like, a, not dry as a desert, but, like, there's, like, a, it's humid.
Yeah.
In the
desert. I think I'd give it a 3.
Yeah.
I liked a little bit of the romance. Mm-hmm. Some of the imagery I thought was kind of sexy. I wasn't as hung up on the scale in this and that. Okay. I just accepted it.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'll also say 3.
Yeah.
I had the same problem with kind of like what the rules of the world were.
Yeah.
And I found that very distracting. But at the same time, it did feel like a little bit of a power move that they didn't feel the need to explain it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
So I liked
so
that
like
a little
Chuck
bit.
Chuck Tingle was like taking control of us.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Alexis? Honestly, you convinced me a little bit.
Ooh.
Like, I think I would have been like a 2.5.
Yeah.
But I think I'll go 3 because it was like, we understand that in this world, like, planes have abs and are hot. He wasn't like, this is what his dick looks like, which is good. And I did like the description of the hand job and the description of the abs and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll go 3. Yeah. It wasn't like for me, but I think it was like.
Yes.
Well done. And also the casualness maybe between the two guys was like not my favorite like sexual
like fantasy.
I want it to be a little more like, wait, are we? Is
this making
happening? Like,
Instead
of like, hey bro, wanna come over and like play pool like or play cards? I can't get in my house.
I can't get in my house right now.
You're not busy. Such a tragedy.
Yeah.
Too sad.
I was.
Couldn't focus.
Well, that is it.
Yes.
That is our voting on that. Thank you so much for listening. We have our book for next time, our next assignment. This isn't specifically a like an erotic narrative story, but it does have a lot of eroticism in it. It is The Secret Lives of Women, A Man's Astrological Guide to Love and Intimacy. And it was by Lisa London. And you can get that on Amazon. Again, that's The Secret Lives of Women, A Man's Astrological Guide to Love and Intimacy. We're going to learn about what gets each astrological sign off.
Mm. Didn't we talk about this on the Alfie pod? We like talked about everyone's erogenous zone.
Yeah,
astrology.
So I thought that would be fun to kind of follow up on. Cool. And everyone in LA seems to be super obsessed with astrology.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. What are your signs?
I'm a hard Virgo.
Cool.
I'm an Aries, but I don't know anything about it.
I'm an Aries, too.
Ooh.
We apparently, our erogenous zone is our head.
Really?
Hmm.
It's our baby soft spot in the back of our head.
Fontanelle.
When you mush our soft brain.
Okay.
Ooh.
What's mine? You wouldn't know mine.
I don't know yours.
We'll look it up.
We'll look it up. And you look it up, too.
You look up your signs for next week, and we will see you then. Thank you so much for being
here.
Thank you to our experts. Have a sexy week, everybody.
This has been a Dropout podcast. For video of today's show, plus more exclusive series, go to dropout.tv.